Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 157. I trust that you all had a good week and are healthy and happy. I hope so. Regardless of the city that you're in, hope that curve has been largely crushed where you are and that we're heading in the right direction. Here's to hoping, right? Hey, we have a great Tech It Out radio show planned for you this hour. We're going to kick things off in a moment with a new smartphone in the market called the LG Velvet 5G. It's a really sleek device that won't break the bank. After that, we're going to talk about technology in the background at airports and sports stadiums and in government buildings designed to keep us all safe, including concealed weapon detection and even viral threats like COVID-19. We'll talk with Patriot One Technologies this hour about their tech to keep society safe. And finally, for those who love their Apple Watch, we're going to learn about an app called Mobile Leash, which notifies you on your smartwatch if your smartphone was left behind by accident or if somebody walked away with your iPhone. All of this coming up and more on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's kick off the show with our first interview. If you've caught any of my back-to-school segments on TV this past week, you've probably seen me hold up a new smartphone from LG. It's called the LG Velvet 5G, which alludes to the way that it feels and the speeds you can expect, but there's a lot more to the device as well, especially in the looks department. Joining us on the line to fill us in on the LG Velvet 5G is Andrea Candela. She's the brand and retail marketing manager for mobile communications at LG. Welcome back to the show, Andrea.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Pleasure to chat with you again. How's your summer going so far, despite this craziness?
Really good. I'm enjoying the sunshine, so that's a positive.
There you go. Exactly. We got to hold on to whatever positive thing we can and hope that things take a turn for the better sometime soon. And what better way to welcome into the fall a new smartphone? But before we get to that, tech isn't just about function anymore, but fashion as well. So what are some ways that we can integrate the tech that we use in our everyday lives into our own individual style?
Definitely. I mean, there's lots of things from a first impression to the way we dress to even looking at our Instagram feeds that definitely convey an individual style and how we carry ourselves. And these days, a lot of tech definitely have evolved to become an extension of that for people. So lots of brands are finding ways to add a bit of that personal styling into the products that they offer. I think we've all seen like those colorful keyboard covers, stickers on laptops, phone cases, even headsets. They're all becoming more personalized. So with smartphones in particular, we're definitely trying to go back to those LG chocolate and LG shine days, because at the time, those were a reflection of the generation that those were released to. So with the latest LG device, we want to throw it back to that accessibility of making your smartphone a part of your style and identity.
Wow, I haven't thought about the LG chocolate or LG shine in a few years. So thanks for reminding me about those devices that were arguably ahead of their time, for sure, in the fashion department, as we've been chatting about. So with that in mind, tell us about LG's newest mobile device. Again, it's called the LG Velvet 5G. How did style come into play when it came to design?
For sure. It's a super exciting launch that marks a new era for us in the mobile technology that we're offering. It's bringing both design and functionality together to be able to give a unique mobile experience that provides the innovation that LG prides itself on and the stunning design. So definitely flashing things with the stylish exterior, the bold iridescent color in the Illusion Sunset, as well as the Aurora Gray that we're offering, the water drop camera setup along the back, which is nice and symmetrical and also a new look to our devices, and the lightweight 3D arc design, which is designed to feel super light, curvy corners, symmetrical, and all comfortable in one hand.
Yeah, it really is a thing of beauty. I don't throw around that very often, but I'm looking at the it's called Illusion Sunset model, I think, as you said, the one that I've got here with this orangey, gorgeous back to it that it's hard to describe, but it's almost like the colors change when you move it around and it captures different beams of light. I mean, it's really stunning. So this is, again, the LG Velvet 5G. The Velvet also, I would think, refers to the really smooth feel to the device. It feels great in your hands. How big is the screen?
It's at 6.8 inches, and it's an OLED screen, so it's got that cinematic ratio, gives you some bright, rich colors, and a crystal clear quality when you're watching any of the content.
Mm-hmm. Even though that does sound like a large screen, and it is, it does fit very comfortably in your hand. It's quite tall, and it feels really great. So with that in mind, we've talked about style, and we'll talk more about the screen in a moment, but what else would you say makes this device unique?
So two things, definitely with the rollout of the new network, 5G infrastructures across Canada, LG is trying to bring both functionality as well as style together with the launch of this device. So allowing Canadians to be future ready or future proof, if you will, for the 5G network rollouts, to be able to give that accessibility to the speed that the new networks will provide, and as well as bringing, without any compromise to the functionality, the style, again, going back to that great look and feel of the device and the lightweightness that it provides, along with a lot of other great features for those content creators out there.
Yeah, why don't we talk a bit about those? Or any other features that you think are worth calling out? We've covered design as well as the 5G speeds for that next generation of cellular connectivity.
Definitely. I mean, there's lots of cool stuff housed in the LG Velvet. The camera, for one, definitely has a super high resolution 48 megapixel lens in there with lots of unique software and lens options that will allow any creator or any person for that matter to be able to record memories. Some cool features would be the ASMR voice recording features. So if you really like getting those details in there, it's a really fun feature to use. And then, of course, in terms of the performance with the processor, again, going back to the 5G connectivity enablement. And then I think something that's super important to everyone now that we're all centered around our phones and devices these days is the long-lasting battery. So up to 9 hours of continual multimedia use in a single charge. And for those of you that are on the go, definitely charges super quick and up to 50% in about 40 minutes. So definitely keeps the power with all the fun stuff you could do on the phone.
Very cool. We're chatting with Andrea Candela. She's the LG brand and retail marketing manager for mobile communications. We're chatting about the new LG Velvet 5G smartphone that debuted August 7th. You talked about the cameras earlier, and that is probably one of the most popular applications of this device, or any smartphone rather. How does it do in darker environments? Like, let's say you're outside at night with your friends.
With this camera on LG Velvet, you definitely get that super high quality and megapixel out of the 48 megapixel setting. But when it comes to nighttime, it'll be super easy to make those memories as well. Say goodbye to pixelated dark photos, if you will. You'll be able to get some incredible shots in the dark with the night mode feature turned on that takes them AI capability, artificial intelligence, in the background with the software to be able to detect any low light scenes. It'll also adjust to capture and make sure the photo's brighter so you get all the details.
All right, and I know we talked about 5G already, Andrea, but this isn't LG's first phone to support this next generation of wireless connectivity, right?
Exactly. We actually recently released the V60 5G, which comes with a dual screen. So for those multitaskers out there, you've got an option there with a secondary screen that can give you just as much speed.
Right. I think that's the last time I had you on the phone was to talk about the V60, which is that dual screen experience for multitasking. But because this new Velvet 5G is also Android-based, you could multitask as well. You can snap like an app on the top half of the screen and snap another app on the bottom half and do things like
reading
your email while watching a video at the same time or browsing the web while playing with a Spotify playlist or something. And you can even do picture in picture. So you can, you know, browse the web, as I mentioned, or have some fun online shopping while watching your favorite TV show at the same time. All right, Andrea, as we wrap up, I see the LG Velvet 5G costs $599 outright or as low as $10 a month on an AT&T installment plan.
That's right, Mark. Everyone can check out LG.com just to take a look at local carriers and retailer availability and get the best price and plan possible.
Okay. Thank you so much, Andrea. Have a great rest of your summer. Good chatting with you and best of luck with the launch of this new phone. Very exciting.
Thanks so much, Mark. Pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, this show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartwatches, smartphones, tablets, and more. And they also have a gaming line called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, for those who love PC gaming. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Patriot One Technologies about their tech that can detect concealed weapons and biological threats as well. Pretty fascinating stuff. So stay tuned. More Tech It Out coming up right after this.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. I haven't interviewed my next guest since about 2017, and in the world of technology, that's an eternity. And what a topic, tech to keep society safe. We're now going to learn about Patriot One Technologies. We've got Martin Cronin with us. He's the CEO of Patriot One. Welcome back to the show, Martin.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
At a high level, please tell us about Patriot One Technologies. What is it that you do exactly?
So we're in the business of public safety through threat detection. So we have a range of sensors on what we call the PATSCAN multi-sensor platform to detect threats, concealed guns, knives, bombs, weapons in open view. And more recently, in the wake of the COVID pandemic, we've added in some health and safety modules to detect elevated body temperature and compliance with mask policy. So really, we treat biological threats as just another threat in the spectrum. We're about keeping the public safe from that spectrum of threats.
Okay. And can you give us an example of where we might see your products? I'm assuming they're not in plain sight, but are we talking places like airports, schools, sports stadiums, and the like?
Well, airports are where you conventionally think of threat detection, you know, metal detector arches, millimeter wavelength scanners, you know, all of that screening before you get on an aircraft. The application for our technology is much more widespread, and frankly, anywhere where the public gather and may be at risk of acts of violence. So mass transportation, corporate environments, schools, universities, hospitals, stadium and event centers, you know, you name it. Unfortunately, the public, you know, are at risk from terrorists or disturbed individuals with weapons in many, many public environments.
Okay, yeah, good point. And you said earlier that your primary platform is called PATSCAN.
Yeah, so when we last spoke 3 years ago now, we'd established a company on a single technology coming out of McMaster University in Ontario. Since that time, we've brought in a whole range of other sensor technologies to live on a common platform, because we really sort of realized very early on that you know, a one-size-fits-all approach wouldn't work in all of the variability of the real world. So it's a multi-sensor platform.
Okay, so what are some of your key solutions to keeping us safe?
So we use radar, we use magnetic resonance, we use video object recognition, chemical sensing. And so the overall ethos of what we do is that the public should not be encumbered by better security screening. So people should be able to move freely, not have to divest themselves of everyday objects. And then from the security professional's point of view, that this screening can be invisible, touchless, doesn't need to be manned at that point of screening. So it's networked, smart, low cost, unobtrusive, and that's good for the public and for the security professionals.
All right. So hypothetically, one of your solutions detects somebody concealing an automatic weapon underneath their jacket. What happens at that point? If you can paint us a sample anecdote, perhaps.
Yeah. So the an alert will be generated in real time in our user interface, what we call Assist View. A little pane will come up with the alert and with an image of the individual that has triggered it. Date time stamped and with the location. So in that way, security officers in a control room or wherever can get immediate notification that somebody has just passed by sensors on one of the doors with a concealed weapon.
We're chatting with Martin Cronin. He's the CEO of a company called Patriot One Technologies. Their products are designed to keep public areas safe from terrorism and also from health risks like coronavirus. If an elevated fever is detected, that could be a symptom of COVID-19, for example. Is this a station that someone would walk up to and have their temperature taken before entering, say, an office building? Or can you actually put these in place so the general public milling about can have their temperatures read?
Yeah, so as the idea is that as people pass through some sort of a choke point, whether it's a glass doorway or what have you, coming into a facility, that at that point, a thermal camera will take the temperature reading. Now, we apply AI to this because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that many off-the-shelf commercial thermal cameras have a temperature tolerance of plus or minus 4 or 5 degrees, which really makes it pretty useless for actually detecting fever. So what we do is anomaly detection using our AI to take baselines which are affected by ambient temperature, etc., and then we identify the anomaly of the person with the elevated temperature. As I mentioned earlier, we also can screen for compliance with mask policy. If masks are mandatory going into a building, we'll be able to identify an alert when somebody's non-compliant.
Did you say that your technologies can also detect explosives, like a chemical kind of sensor?
We have a joint venture, which is with a group in Dallas, which is around a chemical sensing. We also, of course, are looking for the explosive shrapnel in a device, the metal content, the nuts and bolts or what have you. We have a piece of radar technology in development, which will also be able to identify non-metallic shrapnel in a device. So there are a number of approaches to identifying IEDs because, of course, then, unlike a gun, everyone can be different.
We're going to continue chatting with Patriot One Technologies and Martin Cronin in a few moments from now when we return on Tech It Out. Before we take a short break, however, I do want to ask you if you've got any feedback on the radio show or podcast, however you're tuning in. I'm always up for ideas for upcoming topics and guests. I always like to know what you like or you don't like on this kind of program. I started it in July of 2017 with 40 stations, and I'm proud to say that through Radio America, we've grown the one-hour show to 104 stations a week, and of course, the podcast as well. But there's always room for improvement on shows like this, so let me have it. You can reach me at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N.com. Or you can follow me and write to me on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Martin Cronin from Patriot One Technologies, whose technology is behind the scenes at public places like baseball stadiums and airports and government buildings and railway stations and such. And it detects even concealed weapons and biological threats as well. Martin, can you address any of the concerns some of the listeners may have with your technologies being in place somewhere? And I mean that both from a privacy and security standpoint, if people are being monitored, even though it is for the overall betterment of society and for the greater good to protect everybody. And also any associated health risks with being scanned. Any of your platforms have any radioactivity or anything like that, any harmful waves?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Well, two aspects. In terms of the safety, everything that we deploy is certified to be compliant with all the regulations. For the active systems, the power levels are absolutely minuscule, and you can walk through them day in, day out. You'll be getting more emissions from your cell phone than you will from being scanned by our devices. For the passive systems, there are no emissions. So from a health perspective, they are 100% safe and certified to be safe as well. From a privacy aspect, we capture no personal data. We don't treat, we make no judgments about people. We are looking for the presence of threat objects. Only then does a person become of interest to the system. So people who are not carrying any threat are of no interest to the system. And furthermore, we don't capture, store, or transmit any personal data. So from my perspective, you know, we're very benign from a civil liberties perspective.
Dumb question, Martin, but in some states that allow for a person to carry a gun, do you just disable that element of your detection as a threat? Because it may be very commonplace, like in even, say, a Walmart or what have you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it's not for us to make judgments about, you know, whether or not people, you know, should be carrying guns. It's all environmentally, you know, it's all about context. And so in an environment where a user is not concerned about you know, people with concealed carry permits, then they don't have to have alerts, you know, generated from those. But equally in the same jurisdiction, in a school, for example, then you do want alerts for a handgun coming in. So everything is about context. And so our systems will be deployed in a way that's appropriate to that context. And we also, of course, are conscious that there are, you know, police and security officers carrying weapons. And so we are working on RFID tagging of those weapons so that they would not generate an alert, even in a weapons-restricted area.
Certainly, there are other companies that have threat detection systems in place or for sale, mm-hmm. including ones that yep. could detect concealed weapons and so on. So why Patriot One?
Well, I think it's really about our philosophy of detection. As I say, we're not about building, you know, over fixed, visible security screening checkpoints. Ours is about really the sort of democratization of public safety by embedding these sensors more in a more distributed way, not having them manned by security personnel who are having to sort of, you know, then wand people, pat people down, but being, you know, invisible, unobtrusive or covert, if you like, smart networked, you know, applying AI to make sense of the complex data so that people can go about their business unimpeded and security professionals can get advanced warning of a threat. And that, I think, is very different from the conventional approach, which is about a security screening checkpoint. That's not what we do.
Before we wrap up, Martin, earlier you talked about how 2020 has changed your business somewhat. You've added now things like temperature taking solutions and so on. But what about protests and riots and some of the civil unrest we've seen? Can your technologies be used to detect any threats there?
Well, certainly, I mean, they can be used, you know, in a multitude of environments to detect for the presence of weapons. I mean, you know, what I would say is that, you know, these are not tools of mass surveillance. They're for screening people entering an area, you know, where you need to keep weapons out. You know, they're not really for deployment, you know, rapid deployment on a street to scan a crowd of protesters. But, you know, recent events have, I think, shown that there is there's rising concern about violence more generally, and there's a surge in gun violence in the US. So even with the focus on COVID-19, there is still a very pressing need for solutions for acts of violence. But also, you know, people are very conscious around civil liberties. I mean, the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, movement is focused, you know, on that relationship between authority and the public. And so we, you know, I think tread a careful line where we're about achieving consensus between public and the authorities in terms of keeping people safe in a way which is not obtrusive or detrimental to civil liberties.
Thanks for addressing that, Martin. I know that's a sensitive topic. Like any technology, it can be used or abused by those in control of it. So good to hear. But I love the motto, deter, detect, defend. And the company is Patriot One Technologies. Is there a website in particular that I can ask you to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. Patriot One, that's a numeral one, tech, TECH.com.
Okay, Patriot, the number one, tech.com. And that's where you can learn about your services or contact you. Thank you so much, Martin. I really enjoyed our chat. It's fascinating to me, and it's a topic I don't know that much about. So thanks for carving out some time to chat.
Yeah, thanks very much for your interest. Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This program is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops. In fact, there's four different kinds of laptops under the ASUS banner. There's VivoBooks, which are kind of everyday, stylish laptops, great for students. There's the ZenBooks, which always push the envelope when it comes to technology and innovation. They're usually super thin, yet very powerful. They've got some really cool like screen pads and other kind of interactive technologies. Then there's ExpertBooks for businesses and Chromebooks, which are more of generally speaking, value priced and more tied to the cloud, great for students. So lots of different laptops you can see at asus.com/US/radio. Again, that's asus.com/US/radio. Check out ASUS's laptop family. Again, that's the VivoBooks, the ZenBooks, ExpertBooks, and Chromebooks. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to talk with a company that has created an app for Apple Watch, and it's called Mobileash. Believe it or not, Apple Watch doesn't do this already, you know, out of the box. And that is if your phone, your iPhone is being stolen, somebody walks away from, say, a patio table with it, that your watch does not alert you with a vibration or a loud alarm or something flashing on the screen, nothing. So this company created an app that will let you know if you're accidentally walking away from your phone or if it is walking away from you, and will notify you immediately. It's under $1 as well. It's called Mobileash. So stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. One of the features curiously missing from Apple Watch is the ability to let you know if you've accidentally walked away from your iPhone. Maybe you left it in the back of an Uber or on a restaurant table. Or if somebody lifted your iPhone from, say, a patio and started walking away, wouldn't it be great if you were notified on your watch immediately? Well, an app called Mobileash may be able to help. Joining us on the line to chat about it is Brian Tolman from Mobileash. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thank you.
So let's dive right in. What is the Mobileash app for Apple Watch all about?
Well, I think everybody can relate to forgetting their iPhone in a cafe, their office, or their basement. But quite simply, Mobileash will notify you on your Apple Watch when you're leaving your iPhone behind. Mobileash is a virtual leash for your iPhone.
Even though this is a show about technology, we don't get too technical here. But what we're really chatting about here is a Bluetooth connection, right? That wireless handshake between your iPhone and your Apple Watch. And if that Bluetooth connection is broken, you are then notified on your wrist that you have walked away or your phone has walked away from you.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, isn't it odd that this feature isn't already built into Apple Watch? Apple Watch can do so much. And shameless plug here, I wrote the book Apple Watch for Dummies. It's your fitness tracker. It's your digital wallet. It's your music streaming device. It's your maps. Why hasn't Apple added this feature where, you know, Android watches have?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, as you know, the Apple Watch has a Beep My iPhone tool that helps you find your phone. If it's under a pillow or something like that. Apple also has, as you know, Find My iPhone. That is very accurate in locating and tracking your iPhone. It does require internet access or access to a second device. Find My iPhone is excellent at finding one's iPhone after you've lost it. Mobileash is designed to notify you when you are leaving your iPhone behind so you can go get it.
Right, before it may be too late.
Correct.
So can you walk us through a sample scenario, Brian? Give us an example of what would happen, what the user, the wearer of Apple Watch would feel and hear.
Sure. So let's assume that you're using the Mobileash compilation on your Apple Watch, and you have your Apple Watch on your wrist and your iPhone with you. So Mobileash compilation would be green, which reflects the iPhone being close by. And then also as context, Mobileash uses the lights of a traffic light to make notifications universal. So let's say you're having lunch at a cafe. Later you leave the cafe and forget your iPhone on the table. Mobileash is constantly measuring the Bluetooth signal strength between your Apple Watch and iPhone. And with a set of interrelated time, distance, and direction algorithms, Mobileash will notify you on your Apple Watch with a haptic audio and a change in compilation color from green to amber for iPhone missing that you've forgotten your iPhone, so you can go get it. So that's probably about 30, 40 feet. Mobileash has a help find feature letting you know the date, time that your iPhone status changed from close by to missing, and an estimate of walk time and distance back to your iPhone. At that point, Mobileash assumes that you will return to retrieve your iPhone. If you don't return and continue away from your iPhone, Mobileash will again notify you on your Apple Watch with a haptic, audio, and a changing compilation color to red for iPhone lost. If you ignore these notifications and still continue away from your iPhone, Mobileash will notify you on your Apple Watch connection that your connection is lost with a haptic audio and a compilation color change to blue for open iPhone app. The lost and no connections add a map to help find information to further assist you in locating where your iPhone status changed from close by to missing. All this on your Apple Watch instantly without needing internet access or a second device. Mobileash works in airplane mode, which helps you when you're traveling so you don't leave your iPhone in a plane, taxi, or train. And Mobileash can notify at shorter distance in travel mode to keep your iPhone even closer than the default setting. And you can change back to default setting anytime.
Okay, got it. Even though we're not likely to be on an airplane anytime soon, but I get the idea. Yeah. Now, just to clarify a couple of points, Brian, we're chatting with Brian Tolman from Mobileash about an app for Apple Watch that will detect if your iPhone has gone too far away from you, whether you walked away from it by accident in the back of an Uber or what have you, or if somebody lifts your iPhone, you're notified immediately on your wrist. Just want to clarify two things you said here. One is the word complication. For Apple Watch, this means that you can add some app elements to the watch face itself. So you may have your fitness information in one corner, you may have a compass in the other corner, and a complication is the ability to customize and add some information to the watch face.
That's correct. And for Mobileash, it works. Our complication works on the Infograph and Infograph modular watch faces.
Okay. So you have to choose one of the compatible watch faces. Does it work without a complication? Like if you just wanted to install the app and not see it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. The second thing I wanted to clarify is the word haptic. That's when you feel a slight vibration on your wrist. So it's like tapping you, if you will. So instead of sound or something visual, it vibrates very slightly on your wrist. So that's what haptic feedback is all about.
Correct. And, you can also turn the audio down in volume or you can turn it off. You'll still get the haptic notification. Yeah.
We'll learn a little bit more about Mobileash when we return after this short break. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, I write a tech tip of the day. So feel free to find me. I'm Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. That's MarkSaltzman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Before we continue chatting with Brian from Mobileash about this Apple Watch app that can detect if your iPhone has broken the Bluetooth connection, so it leaves a certain perimeter. Before we get to all that, speaking of protection, just want to remind you that it's incredibly important to back up your files, your computer files, on a regular basis before something bad happens, because you'll be kicking yourself after the fact if, you know, your irreplaceable photos and home videos and everything else is all gone on your laptop because you didn't remember to back it up. I don't want to sound preachy here, but all you need is an external hard drive, like a G drive from G Technology. It's part of the Western Digital family. Super small, durable, fast drive that you just plug into any laptop. It could be a PC or a Mac, and you just drag and drop your files over and put it away somewhere safe, and you're fine. If the worst is that you have to replace the laptop, that can sting, I hear you, but it could be even worse if you lose irreplaceable and potentially sensitive, you know, work files, as well as those other personal memories that you may not have backed up properly. So it's really important to do it on a regular basis. But hey, let's continue chatting about the MobileLeash app for iPhone. And there's one question that I had for you, Brian. How does the app handle false positives? So when you're, you know, when the app thinks your phone is lost or stolen, but you're just maybe walking around your home.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen. We found that occasionally the iPhone system will shut down some services to conserve battery. When this happens, MobileLeash may lose its connection to the iPhone and alert iPhone lost when the phone is actually right next to you. This alert seems to wake up the iPhone system, and then the connection, once the connection is made between the two devices, MobileLeash will notify iPhone close by.
Okay, so it doesn't happen often, or is this something that you're constantly working on? You're improving this, these false positives?
No, that's the only type of false positive that we have. I mean, okay. It's a fairly simple program. I mean, we are managing Bluetooth. Like you said, Bluetooth can be used for many things. We've used right. it here to manage that. But I mean, Bluetooth is pretty inconsistent for measuring distance. What we've been able to do through a fairly sophisticated set of algorithms is to manage that connection between the two devices.
Okay. Speaking of utilizing Bluetooth, does this app, MobileLeash, impact battery performance of Apple Watch at all?
I haven't noticed it. I'm not a very heavy phone or watch user, but we've tested it for the last year and a half, and I haven't noticed much depletion of battery from MobileLeash.
Okay. And how does MobileLeash compare to other digital leashes for Apple Watch?
There are a few in the App Store. There's Watch It listed at $279 US. There's Blue Buzz listed at $549 US. And there's an app called Phone Buddy, which has in-app purchases. It's not really fair for me to comment on the pros and cons of them. They all do similar things to MobileLeash. My approach with MobileLeash was to make it a simple yet intuitive utility app that fits in with our daily busy lifestyle. So MobileLeash constantly recalibrates its notification for areas with more and areas with less radio signal interference. So as a user moves, for example, indoors and then outdoors, MobileLeash works to ensure that users get constantly good results without having to manually calibrate the app.
Okay. And I also understand MobileLeash costs less than many of these others. So why don't we wrap up on price for this app and where we can learn more about it?
Yeah. So MobileLeash is a one-time fee of 99 cents US or $1.39 Canadian, depending on the exchange rate iTunes is using. One other difference with other apps between MobileLeash is that there's no login, there's no user account, so your privacy is protected and there are no ads.
Okay, that's good to know.
Basically, users are anonymous to the app and the app developer.
And I know Apple is super sensitive about that as well. And the app probably wouldn't have been even approved to be at the App Store for Apple Watch if it violated any of Apple's strict privacy settings. All right, Brian, and the best website to learn more about MobileLeash?
MobileLeash.com and also on iTunes in the MobileLeash tab.
And the spelling of MobileLeash is MobileLeash.
Yes.
MobileLeash.com, or you can find it at the App Store. Brian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your summer.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
And thank you for tuning into Tech It Out this hour. I hope you enjoyed the program. This weekly show is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. If you want to send me a note, you can go to my website, which is marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. All my social handles are there if you want to reach me that way as well. Have a great week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Stay safe, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
The birth of a Canadian ETF jump.
More and more Canadians want to invest ethically.
Millennials are ditching stocks for ETFs.
It's the next generation of investing.
Generation.
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 Generation ETFs.